RNC here at KFBK. So last week, the Golden One Center held a major hiring event calling for hundreds of job seekers to take opportunities at the center and, you know, turn it into a job. But what will the Golden One mean for small business in the Sacramento region? What are the big jobs that are coming our way? Peter Tatishi is here with me this morning. He's with the Sacramento Metro Chamber, and the Agriculture Convention is going on. Is it going on this right now?
Well, we have a state of agriculture that's going to be happening in early August.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. So, well, let's talk about what we were just, you know, the intro was about jobs coming to the Sacramento region. What do you think is going to be the biggest job opportunities for people?
Well, when you look at the Golden One Center and you look at just kind of what's happening in the downtown core, you're going to see a lot of opportunity for activation, which really means the hospitality and entertainment sectors are going to be really thriving over the next few years here.
Do you have a lot of calls from people saying, I'm really interested in opening up a business in that area? How can I do it? What needs to be done?
So with our Small Business Development Center that we run, we help a lot of small businesses and young entrepreneurs who are looking for that space. What I'll tell you is in the 29 businesses that we helped start up last year, more than half of them were located in the, on the greater or in the downtown core. So they're all looking to that space as activation space where they're going to see opportunities. The foot traffic alone that's coming, that's going to be huge for these types of businesses.
And how do you handle that foot traffic too, Peter? And how do you handle that traffic nightmare? What are you guys, I mean, are you guys working with the city and with the traffic people to figure out the best way to ease congestion? Because you know it's going to be a nightmare.
Well, that's one of the reasons that we at Metro Chamber said that regional transit has to be a top priority for economic development. And so we're very excited that just this month, a couple weeks ago, Henry Lee took over as the new general manager for SAC-RT. He has a big task ahead of him to really make sure that on opening night and really opening concert that we have the ability to move traffic and move people in the downtown core, especially if you're bringing in suburban folks who aren't necessarily familiar with the one-way streets or the dead-end streets, things of that sort. So we really need to make sure that we're working on that problem. But at the same time, it's an opportunity because if we do this right, you'll see a lot of folks who will be able to engage transit in a new way, and you'll see better flows and more opportunity. And if we actually get people out of their cars, that's when commerce really picks up.
I know this is big on Daryl Steinberg's mind. He's not even our mayor yet, but in 6 months he will be, and he's already working, I think, in a lot of different areas. Do you have communication with him?
We have. Actually, we sat down and met with him two Thursdays ago. We're working on a couple of initiatives that he's talking about where it aligns with our mission and our values. So I think there are great opportunities. I think Daryl Steinberg is really out there making an effort to make downtown very strong.
Before I let you go, can work on the convention center. When's that going to start?
Well, you know, they haven't finally approved or formally approved it, so they're still in October right now, in theory, a date where they're going to bring back a proposal for convention center and community center theater renovations. If that happens, and we do need to see a new convention center or enhanced or expanded upon the convention center so that we can really attract the right conventions, that'll be a great boom for downtown.
Yeah, so that's still a long ways off.
It's still a ways off.
Fingers crossed. Peter Tatishi, thank you. Thanks so much for coming in. Peter Tatishi from the Sacramento Metro Chamber joining us live here at News Radio KFBK. I always like your face for early in the morning. Got a great smile. Thanks, Peter. Brian Nolan.